Hey.
All right. It's been a while. October 7th, 2024. It's literally been a year, but we're back. It is a precarious tale. And I'm one of your hosts, Mace. We also got the rest of the crew here
Alan.
today.
Oh, I thought we were supposed to introduce
Oh,
ourselves.
yes. Go introduce
Okay.
yourself.
I'm Alan.
I'm Ben.
I'm Andrew.
And that completes the triumvirate or quadrumvirate right there. So there we go. We're all here. Welcome, everyone. It's been a while. Whose fault is it before we start that we haven't done a podcast in a year?
Yours.
My
Yeah. I blame you. You're the backbone of this thing.
To be fair, I wasn't a host yet, so.
Well, doesn't matter whose fault it is. I guess we're back.
Well, then why'd you ask?
Well, I just wanted you to see if you are a man of honor, whether you would respect and own up to it being your fault. Since we last had this
How is it my
podcast,
fault?
you gained two, well, maybe one dog. You gained another dog, and you became
Can
a
you
bonus.
hear that?
Yeah, we
I
see
can't.
the fuzz, the
I can
fuzziness.
see them running around in the
One second.
blurriness.
Okay, well, he's gone for a bit. We'll just do a little quick recap while he's where we're at in school. As a reminder, we kind of, this is not sponsored by UAB. We don't actually, you know what? I am a board certified dental student now. So, technically maybe
Oh, said we're working on ours, but they won't even grade Allen's.
one of us is
Yeah.
a board certified I won't say dentist, but board certified dental student. So, technically, I'm board certified. The other three, who knows? We're fresh off of
Yeah,
taking
I thought I
board.
was gonna find out last week. This is the fourth week since I took the exam, so.
Well, I think just wait till Wednesday and you'll figure it out. But yeah, just as a reminder, don't take any of our, if you were dumb enough to listen to us and think that we have any real knowledge, we're just here having fun. And just
Yeah,
as
and
a, as,
we don't represent UAB.
don't represent UAB. But yeah, how, oh my God. Since now I know how it
Oh,
feels.
did you have those retainers when?
No, now that I have these this Invisalign, every once in a while with these rubber bands, it'll pop out if I open like if I just like open my mouth too big, and I feel like a patient with dentures when lowers pop out. Kind of embarrassing. But
You're
anyways,
around that age, right? Patient with dentures.
well, 25 years old is not that old. There are some patients who have dentures at 25, but
How
not
long have you been 25?
Too long. It's just too many. Anyways, let's catch up to where we're at. We're in our fourth year of dental school. How are you feeling in general? We'll start with Alan alphabetically here. How are you feeling now after a year of clinic under the belt? Just yeah, how are you feeling? How are you feeling?
Pretty good, I guess. I think a lot more comfortable in clinic, a lot more comfortable with going in and doing procedures. Like, I don't have necessarily the same level of like anxiety before a procedure because I feel like I've experienced most things at least once in clinic at this point. And also, like, as many of us have, you've experienced like terrible appointments. And you're going to get through it no matter what. Like at the end of the day, like you will get through it. And sometimes our faculty will say, not to, talk negatively about our career choices, but they'll say at the end of the day, they're just teeth, So,
It's usually not exactly like a life or death
yeah,
situation that
exactly,
we're working
exactly,
on in there. So you're like, all right.
exactly. And then sometimes when things get bad, you know that you could probably do something to give you some time to figure out a new plan, So,
Yeah.
yeah, that's my rundown
What
of.
about you, Ben? Or Andrew's next, actually, alphabetically. Andrew.
I'm feeling like Alan said, pretty confident, like in the clinic, like everything feels smooth, I know where everything is. But I do feel pretty tired. I don't know. It's wearing me down, the clinic. I said
That's
today, I
fair.
was like, every single day in clinic, I feel like I'm losing an hour of my lifespan.
That's me with lab.
That is true. It's like, I guess it's the same thing as Alan was saying. Like, it feels like everything's a lot more comfortable. Like, I'm definitely not as stressed before an appointment or anything. But I feel like we have a lot more appointments. You know what I mean? Like, last year I would like assist most of the week and have like 2 half days a week. But now it's like every day I have like morning and afternoon, morning and afternoon, morning and afternoon. So it just kind of wears you down. But.
I think the other big change is obviously we're the seniors in the class or in the school now. So having the third years asking me or asking us for, hey, what do I do for this? And being able, we're not quite the blind, but it is, it kind of helps cement my own knowledge a little bit, helping them out. And I've learned
For
from them
sure.
too, to some degree. So they're pretty prepared, I'd say, compared to where we were at as third years. It just feels like they're like superstars. So shout out to
Yeah,
that class.
it does seem like they know what they're doing more than we did.
We'll try to have some of them on. I think we've kind of our last guest was a year ago, literally in October, and it was Lizzie. So we may try to come back on with one of our classmates. I think Destiny agreed to come on, but it's our fall break right now. So I'm glad that we're doing this. But honestly, I just want us to have fun. Let's just kind of bounce around to different things. We had a great idea from Peyton, and you guys, but all three of y'all can kind of think about this maybe at the end. But since this podcast is a precarious tale and it's kind of precarious, scary, spooky season. We're in October. So if we have like a scary story that we want to tell about the cl dental clinic, we can try to go from there. But
So
wait.
we'll try to come around to that.
We'll try to come around to that
Then
exactly.
find a dental fact in advance. Don't forget.
The other fun thing is we've got like
Okay.
some cool stuff coming up. We got the one, we got some crazy college football coming up. We got Georgia, Texas. So Ben and I, we've been like best friends when it comes to football the past 3 years, but that might be the breaking point. God damn it. God damn it.
I was
His
about to say,
rhythm.
I guess
His denture popped
we've
out.
never really had our teams go head to head, so
I'm feeling pretty
it's
confident about Texas. I think if there's a year, this is a year that we take it. And Bama just had an abysmal. I mean, listen, shout out Vandy, but how do you lose to Vandy like that after what you did to Georgia? It's such a weird letdown. But anyways, that's just a little microcosm of where we're at in football.
yeah.
We have next, well, in 2 weeks we have the Japan kids coming, which I'm excited about. I know maybe you guys aren't as excited, but I hope y'all are. It should be fun having them come out and do stuff. And I hope a lot of the school will engage with them. But what
What's
else
the
can you
itinerary for the Japan kids? What's the first day?
it's not all it will all get released soon, but I know we plan on taking them to Atlanta in a Falcons game. We plan on taking them to Chattanooga with a bunch of like outdoor stuff, and then maybe Huntsville as well to see NASA and things of that nature. But then there's also a bunch of stuff here, like we're gonna that Saturday of the football that first Saturday we want to spend it at Back 40 and like be out with everyone and have them experience like a college football Saturday,
When
but
is
there'll also be a lot of time in clinic, like observations, like whether it's in comp care, limited care, pros, perio, oral surgery, whatever. I think one of the schools there, I forget which one, there's the guy that I'm talking to, like my peer Japanese kid, he mentioned as his school is very big in perio, so he wants to see what they do here for perio.
you should bring him on to the podcast.
Not a bad idea. His English is actually, oh my God.
Wow,
Okay.
his denture came out again.
Mace's denture.
I'm just gonna take it off. The problem is I've been wearing the same retainer now for like 2 or 2.5 weeks because they're making me new trays, and it's started to become like where it's not retentive anymore. It's just where it's supposed to be. So that's why that keeps happening. But anyways. But
Well,
yeah.
if you leave it out, it'll get retentive again.
Right, for a day or two. The other fun thing that I wanted to talk about is we recently got into a new hobby. What is that, Alan?
So we got into golf. I'll tell everyone the story of how we got into golf. All right, so that everyone can know what a dweeb I am. So
They already
I
know.
they already know. So I golfed a little in my early 20s on 'cause it's pretty cheap to golf on base, so a bunch of my friends and I would go golf, and it wasn't really about golfing. It was more about the experience of golfing with everything that comes, the golf cart, the drinks, this, whatever. So I, around boards time, maybe like right after, I started watching this anime on Netflix that was a golf anime.
Nerd.
Pretty good.
What's it
And
called
I don't know, it just re-inspired me to golf. I was just like, I want to go out to the golf course. And so talked to Ben, talked to Mace and Andrew, and Mace and I found some cheap golf
again? Don't say cheap.
sets.
In affordable.
Some experienced golf sets on Facebook Marketplace. We went out and bought them, and we've been golfing. And now instead of anime, I'm watching like just constant golf videos. Like that is probably like 95% of my feed is just golf videos. And if watching made you better, I would be a pro right now. I should be watching dentistry videos, but I'm just watching golf videos.
So really what you're telling me is if we need to get you inspired, it's to get an anime that will inspire
That
you. And
yeah, we need a dental anime so I could become inspired to become a
listen,
great
hey,
dentist.
don't steal my ideas. I pitched that idea on Baron's night. I said we need a dental school anime.
There we go.
Listen, Andrew, you're a wonderful artist. I feel like we can get you to animate it. We got a bunch of voice actors in our class or here. We can make that happen. That would actually be pretty fun. There's probably a way. I think the last episode with Lizzie, we talked about like an office show, but dentistry with all the different elements, whether it's assistants, front desk, like all, obviously students, faculty, and everything you go through. There's some fun stories to be written. Hey, maybe something for we never did what's it called? The talent show.
Talent
What's it called
show,
again? Variety show. We should do something on the variety show, but I don't want to put say something now and then we get because variety show timing, that'll be when we're doing licensure and we're doing all that stuff. So it'll be kind of tough, but maybe we should do something. Well, golf has been fun. Ben, what is your verdict on where we start? Well, I'll just say about me. How about where I started? Because we didn't get to see too much Andrea. Andrew's going to join us now that he's done with boards. But as a because I golfed a little bit, like not really in high school, like senior year, we'd go out to the golf course and just hit or to the driving range. But I never really golfed. From where we're starting.
I'll say like you were obviously a lot better than I had predicted. You know what I mean? When we went out there, like normally someone who's just starting doesn't really make contact very consistently. So I'll say I'm impressed.
Okay.
We'll see. I guess we've only played one time. I saw you hit on the range too, but tomorrow will be the for real thing.
If we do this like once a week or whatever, I'll consider actually getting a real set. I will consider
At
it.
least let's at least go to the range once a week.
Yeah, not play, but go to the
Yeah,
range.
playing once a week, I don't know. It's gonna be tough.
It's like 2 hours out of your day. What, this guy, like having him do a podcast where it's on Zoom, by the way. So it's like all he has to do is get on and hit the power button, and I do all the work. So you don't have to do
What
anything.
work do you do, Mace?
I'm
Hit
the one that
download.
edits it, and I upload it, and I plan it, and
What,
I.
edit it? Tell me what you do for editing.
Doesn't matter. The
You
fact is,
download the whole
does it
podcast.
matter if there was an actual byline or whatever, like credits? It would say editor Mace, producer Mace, everything Mace.
Look, if you're gonna complain about that, I can just easily send the Zoom link. Record it myself on my computer, and then we could call me the editor.
Okay, whatever.
All
I
right.
had a little bit of nostalgia getting on Zoom. It'd been a long time since we done some Zoom studying. And I don't plan on doing any more Zoom studying for the rest of dental school, but
What about for fixed pros?
no, I mean, listen, we've been going to dental school and going to, at least I've been going to class. You guys have forsaken me when it comes to class,
I
but
go to some
Andrew goes
classes.
more than y'all. But Andrew,
No way, no way.
well,
Yeah,
at least the
dude.
last couple of weeks he has been.
Yeah,
I was there in the
capacity.
mornings. I don't go to the afternoon classes, but I go to the morning classes.
I was gonna say, Alan doesn't even get there early enough to park in the Ninth Street deck anymore.
That's not
So,
true. That's not true.
yeah, you've stolen my parking
It's
spot.
tough. It's tough with two dogs. We're not going to talk about the parking situation, all right? Too many people will hear this. podcast. I don't
And
know
then
that our
your
podcast is
file
that
will save.
popular.
No,
Maybe
wait.
we should reward them and tell them, but no, let's
If
not do
you've
that.
made it this far,
No, don't tell them this.
you get a free piece of baklava. Oh, that's another thing I did this last weekend. I went to on Friday, there's that Greek fest, and I hadn't gone to it, and someone told me you really gotta go. So I was like, okay, I'll go. Whatever. I go and I was like, oh, I had already eaten, so I didn't get food, but I had seen they had baklava or baklava as everyone knows it. And I was like, I gotta try and just see what's the situation here. $7 for two pieces. And I have a picture somewhere on my phone. Literally, I took a bite of it and I basically spit it out. It was so bad. So bad. These two pieces for $7. So they're definitely a little bigger than my pieces, but $7, and it was so bad. Not crunchy. It was made with honey, not even like the syrup that I make. So I got to talking. I say this because I got to talking with some guy there that was selling it, and his name was Dimitri. He owns a business called, I forgot what it's called. He has a restaurant. And I was like, listen, I'll come by. I think it's called Dimitri's, actually. Okay, his name's not Dimitri. I'm stupid. The restaurant's called Dimitri's. I
Yeah,
forgot his
I've
name.
been there.
Oh, you've been there? It looks pretty good. It looks like solid, like brunch, dinner, like, I don't know, soul food's not the right word for it, but like different types of
Yeah. It's
type of.
like it's like a barbecue place,
Yeah.
but it has like brunch food. Like you can go there and get like an omelet or like huevos rancheros.
Yes, exactly. So I told him, I'll come by, show you the Egyptian hospitality, give you some for free, and sell it and see what you think, because I guarantee you it's way better. And we had a good conversation. So there was a net positive from going to it. Well, I mean, I will make some, and I'm always kind of making some, but I haven't, but it'd be pretty cool to sell some to an actual business. I don't know.
Is there an Egyptian food festival?
I mean,
There's a Middle Eastern food festival, but I think it was over.
I
It's like,
think it happened already, and I didn't even, we were, I think that was in the middle of my board studying, so I didn't even think about it. But I do want this year, as a, I have less duties now, I want to do a day in March. Like an Arab outreach at school where people, you don't have to fast with me, but maybe it'll be during Ramadan, maybe not, but just do a little bit of like an Arab outreach at school. But I gotta properly plan it.
I
But
was about to say,
anyways,
oh, we'll
if
do it
you've
again.
listened, that's right. If you've listened this far and you want a baklava, you get one free voucher. There you go. But yeah, that's good. What else is what about? This has been me and Alan talking a lot, Andrew and Ben. What give me maybe something that you'd like to cement in our precarious tale from clinic, whether it was last year or over the summer or just something you'd like to talk about maybe.
That's a tough say. I don't know. Put on
Okay.
the spot.
Well, any fun experience that we've had, or not so fun,
Well, you know my tales, and they could become.
Well, we don't need to go down that route. That'll be on the subscription service, Andrew. So we don't
After
want to go.
dark
If you
theory.
subscribe to the pod, Andrew will release his real thoughts. So let's not go down that line of thinking. How's the workouts been? How about that?
Well, we got we took like a month hiatus from the gym, and today
Tim, do
was
you want
the
to
first.
tell people why?
Oh,
You don't
no,
have to. You
no,
don't
that's
have
part of it.
to.
Do not ignore it. This,
The boards mainly,
yeah, with the boards.
but yeah, and also I was on the Big Tarvy, the Big
That's
Tarvy.
what I was saying.
Why? I didn't want.
The
Don't
Big
make him
Tarvy.
say if he doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, you didn't have to. My bad.
I had a
Here, delete
HIV
that, Mace. Do
exposure.
some editing work for once.
But no, it's all good. I'm still need to do my last blood test, and then we'll see. We'll to be continued. But
Honestly, shout out Sarah Connors, because she was so concerned about Andrew and would ask her. I keep saying Connors, I don't know why it's Connor, but Sarah Connor, she's awesome resource at
it was
school.
Connie's.
Oh, I think it's Connor, but she's awesome, and she would always ask about Andrew every time she'd see me. So Andrew, make sure you're getting everything, which he is. I'm proud of Andrew. Andrew's like probably, I think I'm actually very stubborn. But Andrew, I think, is even more stubborn when it comes to like his workouts, especially. And he actually stopped working out to make sure he's healthy. So I'm glad that you're doing that, Andrew. So
And drink.
you're still the buffest guy in dental school, so don't worry.
And then it's not like I held much of an argument during that. So I'm fine taking a couple of weeks off.
That's okay. It's okay. Well, fall break has been we're all hanging out here. We'll probably go golfing tomorrow. We're waiting.
Oh, let's talk about today since it's fall break. So, all four of us scheduled patients for this morning. My patient canceled this morning, Andrew's patient canceled this morning, and Ben's patient canceled for both appointments today.
Both appointments, yeah.
So, that's just part of the experience. I think that really goes well with what
Mine
are you
didn't
doing,
cancel.
Mace?
Mine didn't cancel.
Mace's did not cancel.
Mace showed up.
You know what's
Yeah.
I actually I made her, or I had this patient had a buildup slash like temporary crown on it, and it was such a bad temporary crown, but like it was just what I could do at the time. But it motivated, this might be a lesson to the third years, it motivated her to pay for the crown today because she was like, we were supposed to move on and do some more disease control, and I was just going to do buildups on some other teeth till she can pay for those crowns. And because they were just too big to be considered, I guess it would be like a four or five surface, whatever. So like just do buildups. She did not like, is on her canine on 11, and she was like, let's just take care of this. I was like, you sure? Can you pay the 50%? She's like, yes. So we refined it. It actually felt pretty good coming in, switching it up, doing the refinement real quick. Dr. Shivali gave me like a critique, which I kind of expected, but I wanted his advice on what to do. And after that, he just kind of let me finish up, scanned it, made a nice, the new temp I made, I actually, it's the first time, honestly, it's the first time I've been proud of my temp. So this is just a milestone for myself. Usually I'm not proud of
What
temps.
was it, a single crown or a bridge?
Single crown. I still have not
Okay,
done
I
a
was gonna
bridge,
ask
actually.
what material you used, but
But you
it
know
had to
what?
be integrity.
I'm going to go back and find that lecture. Lawson gave us a lecture about integrity and its strength compared to PMMA, and he said it was similar. So I'm wondering for those
Dental
that are,
or faculty, though.
no, I mean, I know, and I know that I shouldn't say that, and I hope I'm not wrong, but there was something about a specific, maybe it was like the wear resistance, or was it, I don't remember what it
Probably
was, but I
because
remember him
I
saying that it's not that much different, like it's fracture resistance. I remember him, because I remember being in class like, damn, is that true? So if it's true, I'm never going to use PMMA. I'm going to try. Only time I did it was when I realigned your bridge, Alan, but
only
I was about to
PMMA
say
I've
in the future is good
gotten
for me.
through this long without using it. Hopefully,
Like if
whenever
the
you
lab sends me a indirect restoration made out PMMA, that's the only time I'm using it.
there you go. Yeah,
Damn.
so it's just,
Yeah. I
I
just don't
think
think
something, yeah.
I think you just should just use integrity, take it just slightly out of occlusion. It's just not worth the headache of PMMA
But
to
some of,
me.
but the ones that, do you remember when we did PMMA in PCD and you would go and buff it out and it would look amazing?
Does look
Sure, but
amazing.
it's a temporary. Why are we putting all that work into something that's only going to be there for a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say we
For
also had
bridge.
4 hours to make a PMMA crown,
That is
so.
true. That is true.
What are, speaking of this, Andrew and I were having a conversation. Maybe I'm going to sound dumb to everyone. Maybe this isn't the place to ask, but I guess
Too late
people will
now.
be listening and in the future might be curious. But for board, I mean boards, licensure, do we have to make a temporary after the crown preps? For sure, we do not. Ooh. Dude, like that takes so much stress off of my shoulders. Cause honestly, the PMMA temporary was the hardest part to me.
Yeah.
So it's
I
nice
think that
not
must
having
be
to
why,
worry.
because there's no way for them to judge your gingival tissue when you make a temp, because it burns the it. Remember how it
The
would react with the
acrylic.
plastic? And part of the
Yeah.
grading is your whether you mess with the gingiva or not. So I think that's why.
Yeah. Perfect.
But
Oh, and also, Alan, since my afternoon patient canceled today, I went into
Miss
lab and
Keith,
got hand pieces from Miss Keith.
did you get mine?
No, I don't know. I never asked.
she's not going to give you his anyway. She'd be like, he's got to come up and sign in. But
No, she knows Ben and I are a tandem.
yeah, well, y'all, that's
Maybe she
another
would have
thing.
given it to you.
Y'all two are doing credits, and Andrew and I are doing, excuse me, are doing CETA, so.
Yeah,
What a good
here. Levy, I'll tell you guys who are listening something funny is Ben and I were walking and we were looking. Ben was looking at the map of the US states that accept credits, and he said, this is our United States of America
Right. We wouldn't have to deal with all these states that are flooded right now.
Are you leading the secession movement, Ben? Let's secede.
No more Virginia, no Florida, no North Carolina.
Oh man, prayers to Florida. They're about to get destroyed. Hopefully not, actually, but by that hurricane.
What is the deal? Didn't the hurricane already hit Florida?
This is a new another one. This is hurricane. I think it's
that one.
Milton,
did it hit Florida? I thought it hit like the Carolinas.
Well, I think it went. Well, how do you get to the Carolinas without going through Florida, Alan?
It depends on where you're coming from, doesn't it, Mace?
Oh, you mean like? I guess it could wrap around.
But it was like Western North Carolina that flooded so badly, like not even the coast. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? I didn't realize.
Just from like the, I think it was a lot of the rain and the
yeah, like just absurd amount of rain,
flooding and stuff.
Gotcha.
When is it supposed to hit?
I think Wednesday. It's like a category 5 right now, but I think it's gonna be a category 3 when it hits, which is still like insanely high. Listen, I grew up all in that hurricane sort of like. I mean, I remember we left Hurricane Brett when I was young. There was like Rita. There was oh my God, obviously Katrina, but Katrina didn't hit us the way it hit Louisiana, obviously. The one I actually remember it was Harvey in Houston, and it flooded all the way up to our house. But luckily, our house was high ground. But yeah, Harvey was bad in Houston. But yeah, those not. I mean, listen, we don't have to get political today, but you know, that's another reason why a year. I think it would be remiss if we did not, at least for you know, for some of us,
even given the date today,
remiss to mention that this has been a year since certain events happened. You know, and obviously that doesn't mark. And again, I'm not going to get political, but or we don't have to get too political. But that's another reason why myself, especially Alan, kind of took a hiatus from the podcast because things happening in Palestine and around the world, whether it's, you know, Sudan, whether it's Yemen, whether it's, you know, in China, in South America, there's like injustices everywhere, man. Even in our own school, there's injustices. So, it served as a reminder.
That's why we had to get rid of our old president. Those injustices.
Yeah, that asshole. I know he was terrible.
Excuse me, I hated him.
Hated him. Listen, well, I hated him too.
Anyone listening, I implore you to, we're not going to get into the weeds of it like May said, but just, you know, do your own research. Don't just listen to mainstream media, because sometimes those are not the most unbiased sources, and I think we could leave it at that.
Yeah, and I mean, like anything, you just brought up North Carolina, and to me, it's just all about like, to me, it's all about like, where does our money go? Where do my taxes go? You know, I'm in the Air Force or going to be in the Air Force, and I'd like to know where my tax money goes. And it's like, why are we not helping our own communities? You know, why are we forsaking our own areas that need help? And we go and spend all this money on foreign policy, and does it quite represent us? Tax it, you know, so just. It like anything in life, you know, when I was teaching in high school, the number one thing that I thought, and I had someone reach out to me on Instagram about this, but she was mentioning how critical thinking's lost upon us. And even in dentistry, like one of the things, shout out Dr. Shu for many reasons, but one of the big things he's big about is like being a critical thinker. Like, why are you doing something, you know, not having a cookie cutter way. And I think it served me well in life, let alone in dentistry, whatever, to just think for ourselves, like, why do I do something that way? You don't have to like memorize it, you know? You can just like think and reason. And I appreciate that about you guys, you know, and not to get all sentimental here, but Ben, Andrew, Alan, we have our discussions, but it usually leads to like, well, why do we do this? And why do we not do this? And then we come up with an answer, and it may be right, it may be wrong, but at least we reason through it. And I on a personal level, just want to shout out both of y'all and anyone else in our class who's shown support and understanding. So, throughout Palestine and you know, Lebanon, are in our prayers as well, and everything that's happening over there. And obviously it doesn't mean my prayers are not out there for the North Carolina people and everyone. It's for all people, but, we have some faculty, Dr. Besma, especially who's been hit hard by that, who recently, he just won the, I don't know if y'all, obviously y'all saw that, but he won, the President's Award for Excellence in Teaching. So I do miss his lectures.
Well deserved. I also want to give a huge shout out to Colton, who was supposed to be the next person we interviewed a year ago. But given the events that took place and what's been going on the past year, just I was not in a great place mentally for that. And Colton saw that I was like, he could just tell that I was struggling, and he just stopped by one day with a handwritten letter, card that was just so nice with some pumpkin bread. I think it was pumpkin bread. And it was just, I don't know, super nice and incredibly thoughtful. And I mean, the biggest thing he said in that card was like that he sees me, and it's just like, I don't know, it meant so much. And to anyone like May said who has reached out and just shown any level of compassion, or even just, being willing to admit that, they haven't always had the whole story, it really means a lot.
Yeah, for sure. On a lighter note, one thing we didn't talk about was we got into hiking earlier this year, and we kind of had to take a step back because of what's it called,
Words.
boards and stuff. But we plan on hopefully we need to plan it out.
This
But
Saturday, right?
this
I
Saturday,
spoke to a special guest this afternoon in the clinic. I saw him again, and he said it'll be nice because the hurricane's coming, and then the waterfall will look nice. Perfect.
Okay, well, Dr. Gers and anyone else that would like to join us, always feel we're gonna have to map out something and we'll give him a plan. But he was super. It was, since I guess that's also new. In the past year, we officially have him as our dean, and it's just it's nice to have someone on the inside who kind of knows what we're going through and knows the UAB struggles, but also the triumphs. And he was awesome. We were supposed to go. Well, we did technically go hiking with him, but it rained out on us, so we just had coffee. But we learned a lot. Well, I don't know if, I'm sure he talked about something that he had gone through, like medically, and it was on my boards, which was pretty.
Yeah.
So that was it was like he's cool. I like Dr. Gers. So we'll try to go
Awesome.
hiking this weekend.
Open invite to anyone listening before October
When is this getting
12th.
posted? It's getting posted.
Probably
Is that
tonight or tomorrow. I'll
well,
post it
it'll
pretty
be
soon.
posted, but then it'll take about 3 or 4 days before Cam puts it on the
Oh.
Instagram.
Well, Cam will get to it when she gets to it. Look, and they're on break, so I don't
I'm
blame
just kidding,
her.
Cam.
She's on
Yeah.
break. So she's on vacation.
Hey, it's a joke. Cam and I are friends like that. Maybe you
Yeah,
guys
Cam
aren't.
makes jokes at my expense all the time. So
Yeah.
it is what it is. I can take a joke too. As long as you don't cross the line, But that's good. That's good. Well, it's good. It's nice to get back
Else?
into
What
it.
else? Oh, Andrew and I are now in the same bay. That's a big
Oh, I
change.
forgot about
Yeah.
that. The
We
Bader.
got we're Baters. We got moved to Bay 8. So they wanted all the problem students in one bay. So Andrew and I are
About to say,
together
the
now.
quarterback rivalry back there.
Yeah. I don't know how they missed you, Ben.
Yeah, it would have been chaos if Ben joined us.
That's true. I think they were trying to give Dr. Velarde a break because they left
Sometimes
Ben.
I
Yeah,
honestly. I was going to say, they sent Alexis back there instead, and she's
yeah.
obviously. Her head is much more on her shoulders than mine, so. This is an interesting thought experiment. Like, if we got to choose our bays or got to choose who you were with, do you think that was would have been for the better or for the worse? Like, if you got to choose there's about 10 of us in a bay. So if you got to choose the 10 people in your bay and you got to make your own groups, would that be a net positive or a net negative?
And
Yeah,
then
I guess
what?
it doesn't
They
really
just
change that much.
as a dentist, like you
And
graduating in
faculty.
well, who
So here's
leave faculty out of it. Let's control for faculty. Let's say the faculty's the same everywhere. You got to choose, yeah.
my opinion is that we would obviously choose, like, the quote unquote A team would be in one bay, right?
Yeah, or your
And
friends or whatever.
what I think benefits us being with different people who have like different experiences, who maybe, some of us will watch YouTube videos for different techniques, or we hear about different techniques from, dentists we shadowed or know or whatever it may be. And so we maybe, if we don't have a patient or whatever, or we just talk to someone in our bay, we might learn a different technique. And then if we don't have a patient, generally we'll try to shadow or not shadow assist one of our friends. So we end up assisting each other anyway. So in that regard, I think it would hurt us more than help us. Although mentally, maybe it would help us more because we just, be around each other more. But just in terms of long-term career, I think it's a good experience to be around, different people that you generally wouldn't necessarily make the effort to be around.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the right answer, obviously, but that's the boring answer, okay? The real
Okay. Well, someone had to say it.
telling
No.
you, if we were all in a bay, it would be chaos. I'm telling you. We would have we'll try to get something like the Battle of the Bays, and
Yeah.
then we'll dominate. Let's just say that. The A team will dominate.
A team would dominate. No, I think it
It'd be a tough competition with the Auburn boys.
Listen, give me another 2 months and I'll take him in a golf tournament. That's the move.
Are we just going to practice for the as the golf tourney?
Listen, I mean,
Good.
I'm not gonna actually play to win. I'm just out there. Listen, because you could be the best golfer in the world and still play terrible.
Well, first of all, Mace, we know it's not play to win, it's pay to win. Okay.
Fair enough, fair enough. But no, that's true. If we had to choose our own bays, it probably would. It's probably better off the way it happened. I'm not, I mean, I love everyone in our class for the most part. No, I'm kidding. Everyone in our class is great. Sometimes it's hard to learn from different people. So it's nice that there's, sorry, sometimes it's hard to learn from your friends, so it's nice to learn from other people in your bay. Because I've seen some cool stuff from like, oh, I would have never thought of doing that. And none of us would have ever thought, like us three would have never, or us four would have never thought of doing that. So,
Here's a thought that I'm gonna put, not a thought, but a inquiry I'm gonna put out. So, and everyone could publicly hear me be shut down if that's the route we go. So, in terms of doing this podcast, what if we maybe once or twice a week when we know we have a 2 hour break, do it in person? We'll bring one mic, connect it to the
In person would
laptop,
be fun. In person would be fun. Actually, we've
and
got to
we
just
just would
figure out
need to
how to.
get like a private area, and that way it would just be during lunchtime. We would know to bring our lunch that day and whoever our guest would be, and then we could knock out at least two a week
Yeah. It's possible.
in school time. Just an idea
No,
that
it's
I
a good
wanted
idea.
to
It's a good idea.
throw out.
The
I'm
Zoom thing was
for
just out of convenience, but yeah, it's definitely
yeah.
possible. We'll
I mean, we'd probably still have to use Zoom to record or whatever. I mean,
Yeah, we could just put it on Zoom. It's not a it, it's the same concept. I would just open up a Zoom and then just hit record. We could
like
do
during
it.
lunch or something?
Something like
Huh?
that. Like during lunch, 'cause we can do the interview of the person within 20, 30 minutes. It doesn't need to be an hour,
Yeah.
Okay. Have we thought
Just a
about
thought. I think,
You usually
we'd be
don't
able
have
to do it.
honestly, you usually don't have good ideas, so that was good.
That's true. That was a surprising one.
That is a surprising one. Well, we're near the end of it. We'll probably wrap it up soon. I can't really think of a spooky story.
Well, if they could see you right now, they would be spooked beyond
It is kind of
belief.
dark in my room.
Face looks so creepy on Zoom right
We
now.
No, it's just dark in my room. That's it. It got dark and I don't have the lights on. There's one more thing that I might say to put you on the spot. Should I pause or should I just say it?
Who,
Who?
me?
Who are you playing on the spot?
Well, I already know Andrew and Ben, but Alan's the one that I'm not sure.
Well,
If I.
I was actually gonna mention this,
Okay.
okay?
Okay. So
So
go ahead, reveal
this is the deal, okay? If I pass boards first try, which hopefully,
Did you just find your score right now? He's looking.
I got an email.
I
I
thought we
got
were
an
about to have a
email
crazy
and
moment.
I was like, what is this? Now, so once I get that score, I said if I pass first go, I'm going to Egypt. So if you guys don't see me go to Egypt, that means
Habibi.
I failed. If
Yalla
I if
Yabesha.
you guys don't see me golfing, pictures of me golfing in Egypt, I failed boards
Oh, are
for
there
sure.
golf courses in Egypt?
Oh,
Andrew,
I've
this is
been
what I
there.
was
I know
telling
where they
Ben.
are,
We've been
the
playing in
whole
this.
country.
We've been playing in the bunker all these years in Moscow. We're gonna kill him. No, okay, that's great to hear. I'm like willing to bet 100% that you're going to pass. So, I'm excited.
We'll see. We'll
I
see.
wanted a caddy on a camel. I'm telling you.
That is a... I honestly
No, we should do instead of golf, what's that sport where you're on the back of horses and you hit the
polo?
Okay.
What is it? Croquet?
Polo. It's polo.
It's polo.
Oh, it is polo.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew had it.
Camel polo? Is that
Camel
a thing?
polo. Listen, I don't know. All I know is I don't really know that. I know that there are golf courses now. Tennis was always big in Mus or in Egypt. But we'll figure it out. I have a whole thing planned for us. Nothing's booked yet, obviously, but 7 to 10 days, we'll have a good time. We'll do the pyramids. We'll do the museum. We'll do Luxor Aswan, helium, hot air balloon. There's this hot air balloon sort of thing that we do there as well. That's really cool. The food's gonna be great. We'll definitely have a home cooked meal too. Like I'll have you guys come over to Ammeti o Khalti taklu kol el akl el Masri and all the street food, like in general, you
We'll
know.
have to have some McDonald's over there.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, for sure. The McDonald's.
The podcast might also go to Egypt as
Yeah,
well.
we'll definitely have to do like a mid podcast over there. That would be fun. Listen,
Oh,
I don't
and
know.
Dr. Fuad's coming with us. No, I'm just kidding.
What is the time difference? Is it like
8 hours? It's not bad at all. The flight won't be too bad from Atlanta. You'll take one flight from Atlanta to somewhere in Europe, whether it's depending on which airlines, maybe France or Italy or Turkey, and then the other one to Egypt. It's not too bad.
Beautiful.
And I, yeah. So we'll figure that out. Okay, that's good. I'm glad that you put yourself on the spot. Andrew, Ben, I feel confident in y'all too. Hey, Ben, you'll be a week after him probably, right? And then Andrew a week after him.
I like what? Let me find out.
Yeah.
I
Because you
have
took it a
no
week
idea.
later,
It's
right?
taken so long for him. Yeah, I took it a week after
Yeah,
him.
so maybe probably around a week after. And
There
then
was like no one taking it with me, so hopefully it comes by fast.
yeah. That's
Watch Ben and I get it the same day.
okay, so I guess the scary story would be if we have to retake the boards, which I'm confident that you guys executed well, so don't worry. But it is what it is. Well, it's been a good catch-up session. Next week or next time we'll have, I think, Destiny on. I'll reach out to her because she had told me we have a lot of fun stuff in the works at school. Like there's some more events with Patterson Dental coming up. We have the yearbook coming up. We have a lot of great
Yeah.
people on that
Oh yeah,
yearbook
we have to
community.
get this picture done for the yearbook.
Oh yeah.
What is this group called again? Go ahead, Ben.
Rat Pack.
The Rat
So
Pack.
I know that James, is it James Dean is in this picture somewhere? I don't even know who. That's Frank Sinatra. I don't
Yeah.
know anyone else.
Martin.
I get to be Frank Sinatra though.
All right,
Dr. Pig said that.
We got to figure out how to take that
I was about
rap.
to say I don't even know who any of the other people are.
Well, this is
Dean
going to be
Martin, Peter
Mace,
Lawford, Frank
Andrew.
Sinatra, Sammy Davis, Joey Bishop. And then there used to be
Joey
a girl in
Bishop
there,
and
Angie Dickinson.
there we go.
We'll
I'm
figure it
with the
out.
Rat Pack, but we'll do it.
But yeah, there's a Heartland event. I saw it when me and
Yes.
Andrew were working out today, but next Tuesday, I think.
There's at Trim Tab, so that'll be fun.
Which one's the proper one?
That's on Tuesday next week.
Apple was also on Tuesday, also with
That's a
Heartland.
lunch and learn at in 501 from 12 to 1.
I need to sign up for that.
Yeah,
I don't think you have to.
And then we got yearbook stuff next semester. There's a lot of stuff coming on, so it'll be fun.
Give us a dental fact, Ben.
Hold on, filibuster real quick while I open something.
Should I start the Harry Potter game? I bought it on Steam and I still haven't played it yet. Is it good, Mace?
The Harry Potter game's fun. I need to go back and play that game. I actually haven't been gaming too. I need to get back into some Dota. I need
Is
to
it
get back into
RPG
some...
style?
When it comes out?
Oh, Call of Duty is coming out. What is RPG style? Yeah, I mean you're third person. I think you can play first person too, but it's fun. You can just get lost in that game.
Okay, that
Okay.
was my filibuster.
Uh,
Oh, really good.
dental fact ready?
Yeah, here's just a random one, but it's on average, a woman smiles 68 times per day. Meanwhile, a man smiles 8 times on average. So,
Wow.
They smile
8 times. Wow.
That's crazy.
So you're telling us I need to smile more, right?
You need to, yes.
Okay, well, once this these braces are done and a little bit of crown lengthening, I'll be happy to do it. But no, it's October
We all
7th,
will.
2024. Thank you, Andrew, Alan, and Ben. Until next time, guys. Peace.